This was a relaxed queen in an ancient setting, marking yet another landmark of her long reign. Freed from the constraints of a text written for her by her government, the Queen touched on subjects dear to her, including the valour, as she put it, of the armed forces, the merits of the Commonwealth, and the person who has done so much in private to sustain her, particularly during the dark days the House of Windsor has experienced.
Prince Philip is, I believe, well known for declining compliments of any kind. But throughout, he has been a constant strength and guide.
There was a lightness of touch about this speech by a woman who in the past hasn't been renowned for soaring displays of oratory.
The happy relationship I have enjoyed with Parliament has extended well beyond the more than 3,500 bills I have signed into law.
After the marital breakups and the slow royal response to the death of Diana, Princess of Wales, the monarchy is on a more even keel. There is an affection for the Queen, if not always for the institution she heads, though such appreciation isn't shared by those seeking an elected head of state. In her address, the Queen praised what she called the enduring British virtues of resilience, ingenuity, and tolerance.
I have been privileged to witness some of that history, and with the support of my family, rededicate myself to the service of our great country and its people, now and in the years to come.
Apart from when the Queen entered a lift which went up rather than down, this was a day which went according to plan, and which will be remembered as the occasion when, once again, the Queen made it clear that, unlike other octogenarians, she has no intention of retiring.